21 minutes after 5 o'clock at Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, big news from Springfield today. The number two Democrat in the House, the majority leader, Greg Harris, announced that he was going to retire after this term. He joins us on a phone line now to explain himself. Representative, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me, Steve.
I'm glad you're here. You know, I've just been thinking about your tenure, and when you were first elected, you were the first openly gay member of the state legislature, and I suspect for the next 5 or 6 or 7 years, every time anyone referred to you, it was as the first openly gay elected member of the state legislature, right? I mean, that was sort of came with you almost on your business card. My, how times have changed in your 16 years in office.
Times have changed in a lot of ways. My predecessor, Barbara Flynn Curry, was the first female majority leader in Illinois history. Illinois is 203 years old. And now we also have our first African-American speaker. And that's history-making. It's been an honor for me to serve alongside him.
What prompted your decision to step aside?
We run every 2 years. And, every 2 years you go through this soul-searching process of, is it time to run again or is it time to step aside? And I'm looking at, 16 years at the end of this term and, got a heck of a lot of stuff done that I'm really happy I got done and proud of. And I think it's time just for, new leaders and a new generation to, move into the top spots.
Of course, you're number two under Speaker Madigan and maintained that position under the new speaker, Speaker Welch. Will your departure mean a more complete changing of the guard to the younger generation of legislators in Springfield?
Well, that'll be for the speaker to make his decisions on. But I think, we've got to make way for new leaders, both in my district and, also at the State House. I think I'm number 6 or 7 or something now in seniority. So, that's been a long time.
It does feel, though, as if there's a tenor change, or I don't want to say a power shift because that's not the right term, but there is this sort of, it seems like there's some vibrant new blood coming up among the Democrats in Springfield. And would you agree with that or not so much?
Oh, no, I think you're right. And, this is the beauty of democracy is, we get elected, we go down there, we serve the public for, as long as we want or as long as the public will have us and make way for new people and new ideas. And as what the people want out of their elected representatives change, the representatives go down there change along with the people's will. I mean, that's democracy.
Well, that's the beauty of democracy, but it's not the reality so much in the state of Illinois and in other states where districts are drawn so much to protect incumbents or one party or another. You probably could have held on to this seat as long as you wanted to because you weren't just because of the way the maps are drawn, unless you made some sort of huge mistake or some upstart unseated you. You guys are pretty safe.
Well, I think the idea is to go down there and listen to what your folks back home are telling you and make sure that that's the policy you vote for and the policy you support. And in return, hopefully when election time comes around, they will elect you again.
All right.
That's what I tried to do during my term.
So you're in your 8th term, correct?
I think that's right. Yeah.
Okay. So just to make my point, I don't want to be too critical of the system. Here we are celebrating your tenure, but so you're in your 8th term. Let's throw out the first one because I don't remember the situation there when you first were elected. But in the subsequent 7, how close did anyone come to you in the election? I mean, by how many percent? What's the least percentage points that you won by in those 7 subsequent elections?
No one ran against me.
Yeah. And that's not good for democracy, is it, leader?
If people seem to be happy with the work I was doing and felt I should go back, then I think that is what democracy is about.
Okay, I'll give you that. That's a good way to put it. That's certainly true as well. Okay, when you look back, what is it you're most proud of?
Passing marriage equality in the state of Illinois. And we were the last state that was able to do that legislatively. And I think it was it was a great moment when, you know, the will of the people became the law of the land, as
Governor Quinn would say.
yes, indeed. He signed that bill.
He signed the bill. And I don't know if you remember, but one of my most cherished memories, I think, of being at the station, or one of the favorite things that happened to me, was after the governor signed that bill, during the Pride Parade, WGN hosts conducted marriages on the WGN float during the parade. So we had four or five or six different couples, and every few blocks, the next couple would come up on the float and be married by, you know, John Williams, or be married by Kathy and Judy, or Steve Cochran, I think, was here at the time. And it was really a cool thing. Came about because of the gay marriage bill that you helped get through the legislature.
Oh, that's a wonderful memory. That had slipped my mind.
Yeah.
So that's a really great memory.
I'll tell you, the roar of the crowd when they realized what was happening, it was just a joyful, joyful day. Well, listen, Representative Greg Harris, the Assistant Majority Leader, announcing that that he is stepping aside after this term. Are you going to try to put your hand on the scale when it comes to a successor?
No, I'm right now just waiting to see, you know, who goes out and passes petitions and gets on the ballot. I think that's the next step.
Well, you've got quite a resume and a lot to be proud of from your time there, not just on the gay equality, but certainly on budgets and fiscal issues as well. So best of luck to you. I'm sure we'll talk again. You're not done.
I'm not done.
That is Greg Harris, the state representative, the majority leader in Springfield, the number two Democrat in the House of Representatives. All right, we're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, and then we're going to make way for lights at Navy Pier. And later next half hour, I don't know if you've been online shopping, but we're going to talk to someone from Adobe Analytics, and they're confirming the fact the deals out there just aren't what they used to be. First, a visit to the newsroom in Lauren Lapka.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Chicago's very own, home for the holidays, WGN.